Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd. Back in just a moment.
No matter who you are or what your background, we here at Big Tobacco want you to know that
we will never discriminate against any age,
ethnicity, or gender.
You can trust that we will tell you whatever lie is needed to convince you to try smoking.
Our messaging will always
think of you first.
Lying to you.
Right where you are.
Because you are our
number one customer.
Big Tobacco wakes up every day ready to get you hooked. Help fight the lies at tobaccostopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
Well, House Committee on Agriculture Chairman G.T. Thompson has released a statement after sharing a title-by-title overview of the bipartisan policies and priorities included in the 2024 Farm Bill. While in Washington, D.C., we sat down with the chairman to get his response.
My goal from the beginning was to build a Farm Bill, to write a Farm Bill that reflected the voices of American agriculture outside the Beltway of Washington. And we have done that. As you all saw this morning or late last night, whenever, I guess it was early this morning, released, we're going to do a markup on this Farm Bill on May 23rd in the House Ag Committee. And it is in its structure, it is a strong bipartisan bill. I am so excited. We did what amounted to about a 9-hour walkthrough with my team, line by line. But we only looked at the lines that were things were changed. So that was 9 hours worth of enhancements, improvements. You know, if it didn't change, you know, I know it. Nine hours worth of enhancements and improvements, and really reflecting the needs and the priorities of American agriculture. Because my priorities are the priorities of the hardworking families that produce and process food and fiber, building material, energy resources, and really our rural communities. Because as you all know, this Farm Bill within those 12 titles, they're just things that relate to having a robust rural economy.
Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow also unveiled what she called the Rural Prosperity and Food Security Act, which contains more than 100 bipartisan bills and puts the 2024 Farm Bill back on track to being signed into law by the end of the year, according to Stabenow. You can view the framework from G.T. Thompson and also the act from Chairwoman Stabenow by going to OklahomaFarmReport.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.